Langdon fell silent. Turning his eyes toward Roslyn, Langdon felt a boyish craving to know her secrets. He glanced at the parchment in Marie's hand, and then back at Roslyn.
"Ask the question, Mr. Langdon," Marie said, looking amused. "You have earned the right."
Langdon felt himself flush.
"You want to know if the Grail is here at Roslyn?"
"Can you tell me?" She laughed, obviously enjoying herself.
"Why do you think it's here?"
Langdon motioned to the parchment in her hand. "Your husband's poem speaks specifically of Roslyn, except it also mentions a blade and chalice watching over the Grail. I didn't see any symbols of the blade and chalice up there."
"The blade and chalice?" Marie asked. "What exactly do they look like?"
Langdon sensed she was toying with him, but he played along, using his index finger to trace the symbols on his palm. "This is the blade," he said, outlining the symbol's simplest closed form, a triangle with its point at the top. "It represents all that is masculine." "And the inverse," Langdon continued, drawing again on his palm, this time an upside-down triangle, "is the chalice. It represents the feminine."
"Fascinating," Marie said. "And are you saying that in all the hundreds of symbols we have here in Roslyn Chapel, these two triangles appear nowhere?"
"I didn't see them," Langdon said.
"And if I show them to you, will you get some sleep?"
Before Langdon could answer, Marie Chauvel had stepped off the porch and was heading toward the chapel. Langdon hurried after her. Marie entered the ancient building and turned on the lights, pointing to the center of the sanctuary floor.
"There you are, the blade and chalice."
Langdon stared at the scuffed stone floor. It was blank.
"There's nothing here."
Marie sighed and began to walk along the famous path worn into the chapel floor, the same path Langdon had seen the visitors walking earlier this evening. As his eyes adjusted to see the giant symbol, he still felt lost. "But that's just the seal of solemn—" Langdon stopped short, mute with amazement as it dawned.
The blade and chalice, fused as one.
The seal of Solomon, the perfect union of male and female, marking the Holy of Holies, where the male and female deities, Yahweh and Shekinah, were thought to dwell. Langdon needed a minute to find his words. "The verse does point here to Roslyn. Completely, perfectly." Marie smiled.
"Apparently."
The implications chilled him.
"So the Holy Grail is in the vault beneath us?"
She laughed.
"Only in spirit. One of the Priory's most ancient charges was one day to return the Grail to her homeland of France, where she could rest for eternity. Jacques' mission, when he became Grand Master, was to restore her honor by returning her to France and building her a resting place fit for a queen."
"And he succeeded?" Now her face grew serious.
"Mr. Langdon, considering what you've done for me tonight, and as curator of the Roslyn Trust, I can tell you for certain that the Grail is no longer here."
Langdon decided to press. "But the keystone is supposed to point to the place where the Holy Grail is hidden now. Why does it point to Roslyn?"
"Maybe you're misreading its meaning. Remember, the Grail can be deceptive, as could my late husband."
"But how much clearer could he be?" he asked. "We are standing over an underground vault marked by the blade and chalice, underneath a ceiling of stars, surrounded by the art of master masons. Everything speaks of Roslyn."
"Very well. Let me see this mysterious verse."
She unrolled the parchment and read the poem aloud in a deliberate tone.
"The Holy Grail, neath ancient Roslyn waits, with blade and chalice guarding o'er her gates. Adorned in master's loving art, she lies. She rests at last beneath the starry skies."
When she finished, she was still for several seconds, until a knowing smile crossed her lips.
"Ah, Jacques."
Langdon watched her expectantly. "You understand this?" Marie gave a tired yawn.
Mr. Langdon, I will make a confession to you. I have never officially been privy to the location of the Grail. But of course I was married to a person of enormous influence, and my woman's intuition is strong. I am sorry that after all your hard work, you will be leaving Rosslyn without any real answers. And yet, something tells me you will eventually find what you seek. One day it will dawn on you.
She smiled.
And when it does, I trust that you, of all people, can keep a secret.